What's your approach outside a trial setting to secondary cytoreductive surgery?
So I think the retrospective and the very few limited prospective trials that have been reported basically come back to a very simple principle. Surgery doesn't work if the patients aren't chemosensitive. So we know that chemosensitivity is a function of the treatment-free interval after the primary treatment is completed. So the longer the treatment-free interval, the more chemosensitive these patients generally are, and those make the best candidates. The other is that patients that are not optimally, meaning R0 resection, they probably just don't benefit that much. And again, this is probably a function of what I just mentioned as the first factor, which is that long treatment-free interval. So patients with limited sites of disease and long treatment-free intervals are the ones that I feel are the best candidates. Now, that varies among different people. In my mind, I like to see patients that are outside of what our median, you know, progression-free survival is, which is somewhere between 12 and 18 months. So I like to see somebody after 18 months who has, you know, one or two or three sites of disease that can be completely resected.